Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
And Amir Khan has become the third celebrity to be eliminated from I'm a Celebrity South Africa. The former professional boxer was voted off following a secret ballot among campmates for the first time in the show's history. Weather. Well, this afternoon will continue to be dry, bright and sunny with some light winds. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 11 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Sorry, have I missed I'm a Celebrity?
How to say this diplomatically? A lot of people in the UK have missed it.
I didn't even know it was on. Like I'm a Celebrity.
To be fair, I watched like 10 minutes of it last night and it's...
So it's pre-recorded?
It's pre-recorded. It was done a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they've got all the kind of old famous people on it. Joe Swash was on it last night.
Okay.
But there is...
Joe Swash was on...
I'm a Celebrity.
Is he a contestant?
Yeah, contestant. So he obviously won it 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And then there's all the kind of people who've been on it over the years, who like Mylene Klass, Carol Vorderman and whatnot.
Is Kerry Katona on it?
Unfortunately not.
Is anyone from the last one on it?
I don't know who's on the last one.
From Five on it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know this was... I heard people talking about South Africa and I'm a Celeb.
I've
not seen it on the telly.
It's missing a wee something, and I don't know what it is. Maybe because it's pre-recorded.
It's missing the live vibe.
Yeah, but yeah, I watched it last night, and I was like... I mean, Dean Gaffney was being sick into a cup.
Oh, I love Dean Gaffney. I'm actually friends with Dean, and he's such a lovely guy.
I'd watch it for that.
Dean Gaffney and Joe Swash were doing an eating challenge, and then that was sort of hilarious for 5 minutes, and then I just thought,
quick poll on the text. Is anyone watching it? Is it... Because no one's talked about it. But when it was on last, before Christmas, everyone was talking about it.
No, so normally when I'm a Celeb, because someone said something about I'm a Celeb started, and I just looked at them, I can't remember who said it, and I said, no, that's in November.
Yeah.
It's always in November. So I've not even seen it, I've not seen an advert for it, I've not seen anything.
This is very Winter Love Island. It didn't work. People are not used to it. They're used to I'm a Celebrity in like the run-up to Christmas, having it on while it's... You know,
that's why they don't put us on breakfast, isn't it? That's why we're not doing the breakfast show.
I think so.
Because it would confuse people, not because of the skills and ability, but
or the ability to wake up.
It would be confusing people because it would be like, this doesn't sound right.
Can you imagine me trying to get here on time the start of that show?
I did it for 2 years and they eventually made it start at 7. I mean, because I don't think I ever turned up at 6.
They would just be like, Scott, why are you not here? I go, it's not even morning.
Right now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Essex, how are you? It's Wednesday afternoon. We're in the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of doing? Let us know on the text, on the app as well. It's open. Let's start the hits rolling with Lewis Capaldi. This is Wish You the Best.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa and Potion. Before that, Lewis Capaldi and new tunes called Wish You the Best. Loads of people watching Celebrity. Didn't realise. Monica in Springfield says, I'm a Celebrity. It's really good. You should give it a watch, guys. Toff is great. Dean and Joe last night was hilarious. Gillian McKeith is brilliant. Worth watching, my opinion. Claire B says, I'm watching it. Stevie's right, it is missing something. Don't know if it's because the loads of hype it will get in November, because everyone's guessing who's going in November. So you become part of it and you become invested. But when it's cold and no one's going anywhere else, Christmas is coming, it seems to be a better watch. Now there's loads of other stuff going on because spring's here and everything. So that's what Claire B's saying. It's watchable, it's a laugh, but it's not quite the same. On another note, what am I in the middle of? I'm in the middle of making a wedding cake for tomorrow. Too stressful. Never again. Well, you volunteered to make a wedding cake. And you're not a wedding cake maker,
That's probably why it'd be stressful. If you're not... Because that's a hard thing to do.
Difficult.
And maybe she's a wedding cake maker, but she should have done it 3 days ago and she's now rushing.
Or learn how to say no.
Yeah, just say no.
Can you make me a wedding cake? No, I can't.
It's
a wedding cake
tomorrow,
maker.
And it's tomorrow.
But that's Claire B. That's what she's in the middle of. What about you? It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? 81400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well, and we'll go through some of those after David Guetta and Anne-Marie's Baby Don't Hurt Me. Big drive home. 3:13. Afternoon. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, Anne-Marie, and Baby Don't Hurt Me. 3:15 on a Wednesday bank holiday. Not bank holiday week, but it's not a bank holiday weekend. That's coming again, though. It feels like a bank holiday week.
It really does.
Surrounded by bank holidays, it feels like we're in holiday mode. It feels like that bit between Christmas and New Year this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that we should have had 2 weeks off. What do you reckon?
We said it yesterday. You could have taken these 4 days off and ended up with about a 2 week holiday.
Nice.
And I think a lot of people have done that. Looking at the roads, I think that's happened. Yeah, I think loads of people.
Very quiet,
have done that.
Isn't it?
Rebecca, what are you in the middle of? I'm in the middle of celebrating my birthday. She's not asked us to say happy birthday. She's just answering the question.
Okay.
What are you in the middle of?
So far, so good.
So good. Looking forward to spending time with my friends tonight for birthday drinks at Craftsman.
Just drinks.
As my boyfriend's, it's his open decks night tonight. Is that where you just rock up and DJ?
That's good.
It's like here.
You could do this.
It's like the show. Just rock up and be a DJ.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. This is like an open decks radio situation. Got birthday drinks at Craftsman at my boyfriend's open decks night, then party Saturday at the casino in Westcliff, which is where we're going later after the show.
Yes.
Because we don't celebrate birthdays here on the show. So Rebecca, just have a great normal Wednesday.
Yes, have a good Wednesday.
Because we wouldn't go heavy on your birthday, because that's not a thing we would do.
We're not, well, to be honest, it's something we would like to do, obviously.
But we're not allowed to
because the boss is mean.
Well, not mean, but in a recent meeting, we were told we mentioned people's birthdays too much, and actually no one outside of that person's head cares about their birthday.
Because it's a singular thing, isn't it? It's singular, your birthday.
Yeah, coronation's different this weekend because it's a thing we're all celebrating.
Yeah, and that's
birthday.
Fine.
But if King Charles rang up to say, could you say happy birthday to me?
No.
This would be the response he would get.
He would get, yes, you're the king.
Exactly.
No one cares. Well, they care that you're the king. They don't care that it's your birthday.
Yeah, because it's not relatable to anybody else.
I've never celebrated my birthday on... Yeah, you
on the radio.
You gave me a present.
But no, we don't bring in, you know, we don't come in and go like, we should definitely give you a happy birthday mention.
No.
It's not a thing we do on the show. So
sorry, Rebecca.
Just enjoy your day. Enjoy going out to the Craftsman tonight and your boyfriend's open decks night. I'd like to go and pop a lot. Is that literally like an open mic night? Do you know, Tom?
No, I don't know.
Can we have some more on that, please, Rebecca? What's an open decks night? Because if I can just come down and bring some tunage,
I mean,
could I just come and DJ for an hour? That's amazing.
That would be pretty cool. Because the fact that you do, you just go, that'd be amazing.
Let me know, Rebecca. I'll bring Marky T down. We'll have a right laugh.
Marky T.
18 minutes past three. Post Malone and Chemical coming up. Jax Jones and One Touch as well. It's the big drive home. Radio Essex, Jax Jones and Jess Glynn with One Touch. Chris and Scott's big drive home and the sunshine for Wednesday. Thank you so much for having us on. Great story today about Dutch police who arrested a man on suspicion of drink driving, discovered he had a driving license, naming him as Boris Johnson.
Sorry, what?
He had a fake license featuring a picture of Boris Johnson.
Right.
As well as his correct birthday. However, it was valid until the year 3000.
Excellent.
A police spokesman said the car crash into a pole near a bridge happened in the northern city of the country shortly after midnight on Sunday, and officers found the car abandoned but later discovered the driver standing on Emma Bridge, which was nearby. The police said, as far as I'm aware, the real Mr. Boris Johnson was not in the Netherlands at the time. And on Instagram, the police force have said, unfortunately for the person, and we didn't fall for his counterfeit. So I don't know if this person looked like Boris Johnson.
Well, he must have a little bit.
Or sounded like Boris Johnson.
One giant fact.
I don't know, but he...
Yeah, that's probably what he said when they said, we don't believe you. He said, it's one giant fact.
They said, Boris, if you're Boris Johnson, tell us a fact. And he went...
If you have an old kettle that takes ages to boil, it may cost you £20 to replace it. But if you get a new one, you'll save £10 a year for every year...
Wow.
£10 a year every year on your electricity Bill.
And they went, yeah,
yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, go along.
Sounds like him. So if you're running around with a fake driving licence in the name of Boris Johnson, chances are you will get collared.
I reckon you will.
It will happen. Right, 3:30, Wednesday's Big Drive Home with Jonas Blue, new tune. This is called Finally. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo, and To Be Loved. 3:35, Wednesday afternoon, Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. M25 clockwise, very slow traffic between 29 at the 127 down to Junction 30 at the A13. There's a problem around there. We're looking into that. Full travel news coming up in just a second. Somebody trying to get around the whole birthday thing. Samuel and Clacton, good afternoon, Chris and Scott. Hope you both well. Could you say happy celebration day?
Happy celebration day.
To my girlfriend Ashley, who's entering chapter 29 of her life. We're not stupid. We know what you're doing here and hope she enjoys her day. I know you don't do birthdays, so I hope you don't get into trouble. Samuel, you're not helping us not get into trouble because happy celebration day for chapter 29 of your life. We all know what you're saying. You're saying happy 29th birthday to your girlfriend Ashley.
That's what you're saying, but you're trying to you're sort of doing it in the guise of something else. And I think, I think the boss will see through that, won't he?
Yeah, so we won't be able to say happy birthday, Ashley. I hope you have an amazing 29th birthday.
Can't say that.
From Samuel and Clacton.
Because no one cares.
Sorry.
It's just a normal day.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles. Or the birthday cake. Or whatever you're eating to celebrate. Right, 3:36, Wednesday's Big Drive Home. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson. Probably one of the most talked about tunes at the moment. We're going to play it for you next. It's Radio Essex. It's Chris and Scott. Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Mimi Webb, red flags on the way. Tomorrow is the 4th of May. Or may the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
There's so much space news going on at the moment. There's two stories. One is the huge asteroid, said to be larger than the London Eye, is passing by Earth. Larger than the London Eye.
The London Eye is very big.
It's bigger. It's bigger than that. And it's passing by Earth this weekend. It's called Asteroid 2023 HP1. Catchy name.
How much you have to pay to get on it?
It's not a ride. Oh, it's not like the London Eye. That would be good.
It'd be expensive.
It's going to hurtle through the Earth's orbit. An estimated speed of 26,000 miles an hour.
That's too fast to be a ride.
Well, it would be over as soon as it started, wouldn't it? We got done. What? Done.
Actually, someone could charge you and say, you've been on it.
You've done it.
Have I?
Did it three times. believed to be about 160 metres wide, and it's going to be... Well, they say it's quite near Earth because they have a measurement of where they go, yeah, that's near Earth. It's actually 6 million miles away from Earth.
I don't think that's near.
It's not near if somebody says...
Do you want to come to a wedding?
Exactly.
You want to come to a wedding? Well, where is it? Is it in
Doncaster? Million miles away from Earth.
Yeah, I'd go, no thanks.
And it's going to be going around Sunday. It doesn't say whether you'll see it. Well, you won't see it 26,000 miles per hour. And it's 6 million miles away. So that's one story. The other story is about aliens that could detect life on Earth by listening to, this radio station.
What?
Scientists say humans have been sending radio, TV and radar signals into space for nearly a century because I don't really know how it works. And it depends how you're listening to me. If you're listening to me on an FM radio, we're coming from a transmitter in Southend or Chelmsford, horizontally and vertically, and we're not going in space. We're just in, straight lines. DAB, I'm not sure. I think that's the same, digital. But I think if you're listening to us via a smart speaker, we're probably going up. Are we bouncing? I'm just going to go to our producer, Tom, correspondent.
All right.
If you're listening on Alexa...
Don't say it.
We would be going up to space, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd go to a satellite and then come down to Alexa.
So our voice now on FM is going in horizontals and verticals.
Yeah.
There's probably...
so geeky.
Our radio engineer...
it's going horizontally.
Our engineer Glenn is proud of me. He's sitting up wherever he's listening. He's going, oh my God, he does listen. Yeah. We're going horizontally and vertically on an FM. And then on DAB is probably the same idea because it's digital, but it's on those transmitters that we've seen. But Amazon things, we won't mention, smart speakers, because it's internet, we'd be going up, our voices in space now.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're saying, so because we've been doing that, and with TV signals as well, bouncing up and satellites in space, that aliens could be... I mean, imagine that.
I mean, it really is the big drive home, isn't it? You know, if it's in space.
Yeah. Busy and railing this afternoon. Also quite tricky getting around Jupiter this afternoon. It's pretty slow as well.
It's the biggest place in the world, Essex.
And imagine if that's all that the aliens have got from this country or from this world.
Is this?
Is Chris and the Scots big drive home, Towie and Love Island. That would be weird. Right, 9 minutes to four. Big drive home with Mimi Webb. Here's Red Flags, Radio Essex. Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Big drive home coming up on 4 o'clock. The Weekend, Ariana Grande on the way. And a song they reckon, and this has been scientifically proved apparently, sounds better in the sunshine. That's not just a radio DJ link. There's actually been research that this song sounds better in the sunshine. I'll find out what that is in a second, and we'll get it on, and we'll have a little test, and we'll update news and travel next.
West Ham manager David Moyes says Pep Guardiola's Manchester City are one of the greatest sides of the Premier League era. The two teams meet tonight, with City able to move to the top of the table with a win, while West Ham are still involved in an intense relegation battle. With so much to play for across the top flight, Moyes has been asked if it's the most exciting season ever.
To sort of say, yeah, this is the best one, I think would be a little bit unkind to all the others, because I think there was some great seasons. Are they the best team? They're certainly one of the best teams, if not the best, but they are certainly one of them, and I think it's another exciting Premier League season.
He wouldn't know because his telly's broken. He hasn't seen any of it.
No, he hasn't seen it.
How would he know?
He's not watching it tonight, is he? Obviously, no.
He's been on Twitter.
Ah, I love Twitter. Weather.
Well, late afternoon, we'll continue to be dry, bright and sunny with some light winds across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 11 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Wrexham have had such a great, obviously, couple of weeks with the winning the... Or did they? Yeah, champions, aren't they?
Yeah.
And going through League Two. And they've been enjoying the victory celebrations. The pictures of Ryan Reynolds and Rob on the open-top bus going through Wrexham. With Blake,
Lively.
Blake Lively. Yeah. And the whole thing, it's like a real Ted Lasso moment.
Well, yeah. Isn't South End still up for sale?
What, the football stadium?
Yeah, no, football club. The football club.
Is it?
I think it is.
We've been talking about this, but me and Chris want
to buy South End. Yeah, let's say that on the radio.
No. Yeah, we don't want to buy it.
Yeah, we don't.
We want our boss to buy it.
Yes, yeah. We want our boss to buy it.
You need big American celebrities. I would say, I don't know, George Clooney and Seth Rogen, maybe. That'd be good.
That would work. Joey Tribbiani.
And Beyonce and Monica from Friends.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that would be good.
Yep. Yeah. Who else? Who else would be a good pairing?
How much would it cost to buy Southend?
25 mil. That's what it is, I think.
Oh, is that an actual figure?
I was going to say a packet of pork scratchings.
If you think about, I think the problem is now what Ryan and Rob have done at Wrexham, people are looking at clubs like Southend now.
It would be amazing.
It's become a lot more money, isn't it?
Want a new football club? He could come and do something.
No, I think he'll end up doing something back at Watford.
He might be the next manager.
You never know. Where hit music lives. Give me a scream if you're from Essex, around here. This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott. Right, middle of a four-day week. Well, that's not possible, but you know what I mean. Yeah. 2 days into a four-day week. I think that makes more sense.
Yes.
Here's The Weeknd, Die For You. Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Tiësto, Tay McRae, 10:35. It's Wednesday's big drive home. Debbie's been on. She says, hi, guys. Just driving home from work. Going to coach my walking football team a bit later. I'm Debbie, a.k.a. Reboot International, pushing to win the Fantasy League. Oh, Debbie's like number two in our Fantasy Football League.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she is with Reboot International, and she's only a few points away.
I've 16 had points.
16 points, which is nothing.
Yeah.
That's just choosing the right captain.
Not
choosing Haaland and him having a bad week, and you've chose Odegaard. If you'd done that, actually, this week, that would have worked.
Yeah, well, that'd have been 15 points, yeah.
Debbie, good luck with the football. We will keep an eye on the Fantasy Football League. Now it's coming to an end.
Yes.
Maybe the last two or three games we'll start going in on that, because actually it will start changing
Daily.
We might have a cup us two.
A cup?
A cup. We might, as you know, send someone a cup for the winning.
Well, like an FA Cup? Oh, you mean a Radio Essex Cup?
I don't mean an FA Cup, mate. Don't.
Well, I thought you meant like some kind of silver trophy that we've bought.
I can put tinfoil on the cup.
You're just talking about Radio Essex mug out the kitchen.
Yeah, we could cover it in tinfoil. And
Martin Day's Radio Essex Cup is up for grabs.
Yeah. Don't tell Mark I've said on the radio.
The big drive home cup. Yeah, well, there will be something for whoever wins the Fantasy Football League. It's got to be.
Otherwise, Tom will buy it for you.
Yeah. He'll go out and get something.
If you want to inquire about that, it's tom.finn@radioessex.com.
Debbie, good luck with the football tonight and good luck with the Fantasy League. We'll keep an eye on that for you. 14 minutes after four. It's Radio Essex, Sigala, Mae Muller and Katie Baser. Feels so good. Mae Muller, of course. It's quite a few people on that. Mae Muller going to be at the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. Good luck to her. Good luck to everyone performing at the Eurovision Song Contest. Frankie Goes to Hollywood are there.
That's impressive.
That's going to be amazing. Upbeat songs like that are more popular when it's sunny, researchers revealed today. Who knew?
Well, everyone, I think.
We always say, don't we, there's certain songs that sound better in the sunshine. Obviously, your DJ Jazzy Jeff's Fresh Prince.
That's a given, isn't it?
That's a given. Feeling hot, hot, hot sounds better on a summer's day than it does on Christmas Eve.
Well, I mean, Got the Feeling by Five doesn't sound great on a winter's day.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But it gets accelerated.
But when the sun's out, sounds great.
The University of Oxford, they're quite big.
They are.
Yeah. They've got scientists, and yes, they're working on cures to medical stuff as well, but also they've analysed 70 years of data from the Met Office and the Hit Parade, the charts.
Right, okay.
They found that they've got Dr. Fox and the Pepsi chart in there, and they've got all the weather forecasters in there.
Right.
And they're having a little look around. They found that energetic tunes, good for dancing, such as Sean Paul, Temperature,
good
from
song.
2005, did better in the sunshine. They sound better, Temperature sounds better in the sunshine. I don't know if I'd need Oxford University to tell me this.
No, like, as in, I think you could ask a group of five-year-olds this.
Yeah.
And they would go, yeah, that sounds better when the sun is shining.
Most popular songs had the strongest association with weather, including Sean Paul's Temperature. The author said that sunshine was likely to induce positive emotional states in listeners, and he said that may lead to them to choose more energetic and positive music to match their current mood. So Sean Paul's Temperature will sound better in the sunshine than it would do on a rainy day.
Yeah, and Blame It on the Weatherman will sound better
on a rainy day. Yeah. Driving Home for Christmas from Chris Rea sounds better in winter.
Not Easter.
Let's have an experiment and play Sean Paul Temperature. Turn this up wherever you are, in your car. Put the windows down. It's a windows down moment.
It is, yeah.
Sunroof on. Sean Paul Temperature. Turn this up. Does this sound better in the sunshine? General consensus on the text and on the app is that song sounds better in the sunshine. Who knew?
Everyone.
We all knew. Sean Paul, Temperature, Big Drive Home, 4:23. Chris and Scott, on till 6. Joe Kinch, he sounds better in the sunshine.
He does.
When it's dark evenings and it's dark when he's on, doesn't sound as bright. But in the sunshine, Joe Kinch is like a sunshine child.
Child being the opposite word.
Yeah, he's on from 6 tonight. Big Drive Home with the... we got some good tunes to go. I think all of these will sound better. Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed, will sound better in the sunshine.
It would, yeah.
Anne-Marie, 2002.
Now that's a defo.
Yeah, that's going to come up as well. And we'll update the latest on the roads next. Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex for Wednesday. It's today that the Ed Sheeran documentary drops, a thing in a similar vein to the Lewis Capaldi one that we've talked about on Netflix.
Yeah.
The Ed Sheeran one is out today, which is kind of following
him
around.
It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Disney Tom? Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's and it follows him around and his last tour and writing and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be really good. I'm looking forward to it. I might even watch it this evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Going out?
Yeah, no, later.
Oh, we're not going out for long?
No, but later.
You've already now put a time limit on when we're going out till. Oh, I've got to go. Ed Sheeran documentary.
How many cups of tea can you drink?
Yeah,
I mean,
we're all driving.
Yeah.
I might drink orange juice.
Well, no, then you'll need a toilet.
Or a Coke.
Cool.
Yeah, knock it out the park a little bit.
Wow, okay.
We're going out tonight to talk about... Oh, can't mention our podcast.
No, can't do it.
Yeah, there's not a new podcast coming. Nah. We're just going out tonight to go out. Tom's coming.
Yeah.
Tom's coming out.
Coming along.
It's a meeting, isn't it? So.
It's a meet. It's a gathering.
Wow. Gathering. Bring your notepad, Tom.
Is he taking notes?
He will. He did last time. Do you remember? He had a little notepad.
Some pictures.
We won't be there long, Tom, because Ed Sheeran documentary, so yeah. We'll probably be there till about... We'll probably finish six. Or we'll be there till about seven.
Seven? Seven?
Anne-Marie coming up and Flo with Missy Elliott. This is Fly Girl on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex, Anne-Marie and 2002. What a tune.
Have I mentioned before that noise is Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly better than how I just did it.
Yeah, no,
I sounded like I was being murdered.
Yeah, you sounded close to it.
It sounded like something that wakes you up in the morning.
Yeah, like a rooster.
Yeah, 25. AI is big at the moment. Hollywood writers are on strike again. Late night TV in America is on a hiatus. So the people that write their show, not like us where we just make it up, there are people writing it out.
No way.
Hello, I'm Chris.
I'm Scott.
And this is The Big Drive Home. Here's Wham.
Yeah.
That's basically how it works. But Tom doesn't write the show for us, do you, Tom?
No, I
don't. No, you don't, Tom, do you, you guy? No,
that's my bit.
Oh.
No, you don't, Tom, do you, you guy?
No, I don't. No.
So they're on strike, which is funny because then you realise how unfunny the American TV people are because they're on stage going... I don't know what to say. So for the first time in 15 years, TV, film writers all on strike after union negotiations between the Writers Guild of America and major studios broke down over concerns about not just wages, but the use of artificial intelligence to write scripts.
This AI stuff is scary for me.
Yeah, I mean, it is because... If you think about it, if you're a scriptwriter for, say, I don't know, the new season of Frasier that's coming out, isn't it? They're doing a rerun of Frasier, and you just say to AI, write me an episode of Frasier, and it comes out, and it sounds like an episode of Frasier. That's worrying.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're out of work.
Yeah, no, quite literally, you are out of work. It's done.
I said to my... I've got one on my phone, a chat GPT on my phone, and I said, talk about Essex in the style of a radio DJ.
Okay.
Good morning, Essex. It's your favourite radio DJ here. That's me.
Yeah. I think you meant to insert your name there.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. It says good morning as well. I'm going to adapt it. Good afternoon, Essex. It's your favourite radio DJ here. Chris Brooks.
Yeah.
To give you the lowdown on all things Essex.
Lowdown.
Yeah, they know. They're talking how deep.
How you speak.
How they talk on Capital.
And
Kiss. It's Chris here to give you the lowdown on all things Essex. We've got beautiful beaches, picturesque countryside, and a vibrant city scene from Colchester to Southend-on-Sea. There's always something to do and see. Do I sound like a radio DJ?
Yeah, you do.
Let's talk about the night. Let's talk about the nightlife, folks. It's folks as well. So that's good, isn't it? Essex known for its buzzing nightlife with
buzzing.
With clubs and bars aplenty. You can dance the night away in Chelmsford.
No.
Or hit up the trendy bars in Brentwood. Thanks, Towie. And don't
it doesn't
forget-
say thanks, Towie.
Oh, I added that.
Oh, okay.
And don't forget about the amazing food scene. You can find everything from classic fish and chips to Michelin-starred cuisine in Essex. But it's not just about the party scene. Essex also has a rich history of culture. Take a stroll through the quaint villages and towns or visit the historic landmarks like Colchester Castle or the Cressing Temple Barns. And if you're a fan of the arts, you'll love the theatres and the galleries in the area. Of course, we can't forget about the stunning coastline with miles of sandy beaches and picturesque seaside towns. Essex is truly a gem. So there you have it, folks again. Essex has it all, from a thriving nightlife to fascinating history and culture and an amazing natural beauty. Stay tuned to your radio.
Stay tuned!
Stay tuned to your radio for more updates on all things Essex. Boom.
That is...
Now I'm worried.
Yeah, well...
when that hits, you know, when that hits, we're out of here.
Listen, I've got a really good idea.
Go on.
Why don't we get Tom to AI every one of our shows?
We could do that and then just sit at home.
Be amazing.
Compose lyrics to a song about Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. I'm just going to see what the songwriting facilities are.
Okay.
You could write songs on this. Give it to five and go, I've written a song. Chris and Scott, they're on the airwaves every afternoon, driving us home from our days. With their humour and their charm, they keep us entertained and out of harm.
Oh,
isn't
wow,
that good?
That was good.
That's a song written by GPT about Chris and Scott.
Oh, sing it, Chris.
No, that it's a rap.
No, was it a rap? Was it a rap? Is it more of a rap? Was it more of a rap?
Chris and Scott, we love you. You brighten up our drive home. It's true. From traffic to weather, you make it all better. Bosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a song. so I'm worried about AI.
Yes, you should be.
But when you think about it, it's never going to have a personality.
No, of course it's not.
It's just words. Because what I read about the Essex thing, if you read that in an article, yeah, I could see you could read that and go, oh, this is all about Essex and how amazing it is and it's picturesque. But when you say it and you say words like folks, it doesn't sound very radio-y.
Do you know what we should try and get AI to do?
Go on.
See if it won't do a birthday shout.
So one of the brothers must have had to go to another Jonas brother and go, I've got an idea for a song.
Yeah.
He's go, what's the idea? A Waffle House. We're doing a song about a Waffle House. Yeah.
No, hear me out, please. Hear me out. He goes, Waffle House.
And if Bird's Eye Potato Waffles are listening, they'll probably use it on an advert.
Cha-ching.
Jonas Brothers Waffle House on the Big Drive Home coming up on 5 o'clock. Let's get one more tune in before the news. Noel Horan's got a new tune out which is called Heaven, which we are absolutely adoring.
It's really good.
I love it. Lyrically, musically, all of the Lees. I think it's the best. I think, I'm a Harry Styles fan. Out of all the One Direction songs, it's up there as one of my favourites. Heaven is an absolutely well-written tune.
It's a brilliantly crafted pop record is what it is.
But we're not going to play it now.
No.
Because he's dropped a new single.
He has.
On top of Heaven, there's a new song out called Meltdown. It's written about his struggles with anxiety and also about... He said this is a summer song, isn't it? This is the summer offering from Niall Horan. It's called Meltdown. And quite let's excited. Get on for you. It's Radio Essex, brand new from Niall Horan. That is called Meltdown and it's the follow-up to Heaven.
It's amazing.
It's a great tune.
It's the first time I've heard it.
I'm still loving Heaven, though. Do you not think the songs are coming too quickly?
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, Heaven's still brand new, and there's another one, but now I... And that... Heaven's amazing.
Yeah.
But that, on first listen...
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's going to be a monster hit. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I think...
A monster
it's,
hit.
You're putting your neck out there, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be a
hit. No, but I think it could be huge, that. Like
bigger than Heaven. Tricky, isn't it?
Tricky. Tooth dry, Chris. I don't know.
Check with AI.
One minute, Tom's got his arm in the air again.
You don't need to put your hand up.
Just talk.
I think it might actually be bigger than Heaven.
Yeah, I do actually. I think in the summer that's gonna that's gonna bang.
If that is bigger than Heaven, I'll have a meltdown.
It's very good. Miley Cyrus coming up with River. Calvin Harris on the way with Miracle. That's
cheers,
the
folks.
Biggest song in the Essex right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. And we got some Lewis Capaldi. All the big tunes, plus the A to Z of music coming up in the next hour. Stevie, though, with the news and travel next.
Woo! Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, midweek continues. Big Drive Home, whether you're working, whether you're taking these 4 days off, whatever you're up to, let's get the hits back on. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and River. It's 5:10, Big Drive Home. Right, we're just about to play Doja Cat. Did anyone see Doja Cat at the Met Gala?
I didn't.
Dressed as a cat.
No.
Yeah, she was not just dressed as a cat, answered all of the questions from interviewers as a cat.
See, this is like where I wonder about people, right? Mm. So like Tom's just said to me, oh, what, 1 second, I've got a clip of that. I need to go and find it. And I said, a clip of what? And he said, oh, I'm just going to play, we're going to play Doja Cat talking like a cat.
Yeah.
And I said, sorry, what? It doesn't make any sense to me.
She was asked questions, wasn't she? You know, when they do the, when you're going into these red carpet places, there's press, they're asking you questions. They were like, oh, so when's your next single out or whatever?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
And then she replied, as a cat, let's take a listen.
Okay, so tell me all about this.
Wow.
No. Who made it?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so something a little different. So what are you excited to see in there today?
Wow.
Is it your first Met?
That was Ed Sheeran, I think.
And I think the weird thing about it is the interviewer... It's just going on with it like it's normal. No, but they're in Hollywood or wherever they are.
No, but see, I understand. Right, so listen, I get it to a certain.
Snoop Dogg turned up next. That was hilarious.
I bet it was. But listen, I understand it to a certain extent. Right, when you are in the public eye and you're asked the same question over and over and over and over and over again, sometimes you think, like at the end of a very long day, like a junket day where you've had all. Like you've had interview after interview, and they go, so, why are you called Five? In the end, you go, there's five of us. Like, yeah. In the end, you start making up different stories. So you'll say something different because you're bored. You're bored, yeah, right? Yeah. I know that's bad to say, but you are. You've had enough. It's a long day. But not at any point did I go, oh, let me answer this as a dog or a cat. Like, just because she's called Doja Cat does not give her the right to answer. I like the way, like, she's changing the inflection of the meow ever so slightly.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the film Titanic?
If you look at pictures, if you Google Doja Cat at the Met Gala, you will see she's dressed as a cat.
No, but see, at this point, if I was the interviewer, I would... This is... I'll do an interview with you now, Chris.
Okay.
Right? Do you want to be a cat? Right, hang on.
Just do a cat.
Do you want to be a cat?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So.
Just
let me get into the role.
So.
Yeah, right, I'm here. Yeah.
So, Chris Cat. So, Chris Cat, I was just wondering, are you excited to be at the Gala Bingo?
Meow.
Go away. Go away.
I would do that.
Go away. I, do you know what? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Go away.
Get a Snoop Dogg over here now. Yeah. Here's Doja Cat singing in normal human, which is different.
Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Basically, that was it. 16 minutes after 5. It's Wednesday. It's the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex in Cat.
Yeah, it's really easy.
So you wouldn't have understood that. Doja Cat word, Cat Daly and Cat Burns would have got it, but... No other people, and cats.
Yeah.
So your cat would have understood what that was.
What do you want for dinner tonight, Scott?
Meow!
Whiskers. So there's Doja Cat, who went to the Met Gala. Look at the pictures. She's dressed as a cat, and she replied to her interviewer questions as a cat.
I'm not going to lie. It's annoyed me a little bit.
Although, if you want to win the show tonight in the style of a cat...
Yes, please. This is how it would sound.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that's it. So
that's but listen, because I do the words there.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's how you say Wednesday. Completed it, mate, as a cat. So if you want to end the show like that, we would take your voice notes. We would make that happen. Pick a place where you do that. Don't do that like in a public place.
Oh, please!
Can you imagine picking up your phone and going, "Oh, sorry, I just got to make a quick call."
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Get your cat to do it. Get your cat to do it.
get your voice notes in. You can end the show tonight just before 6. A to Z of music on the way. And let's go for Lewis Capaldi and Rita Ora as well next. Ooh. Hope you're doing okay. Weather for you, dry this evening, down to 4 degrees. Tomorrow, fine and dry with bright sunny spells, feeling warm, 20 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
20 degrees.
Just throw that in there. Blue skies, 20 degrees. Welcome to summertime.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, we continue with the A to Z of music. We're on the letter I. Yesterday we did solo artists and solo rap stars and DJs beginning with I. Eni Kamosi was the winner of that, which is a great tune. yes. When it comes to our step is what we played. Today's all about groups beginning with I. Your suggestions, please, on the text. And a group you think should be entered into the A to Z of music that begins with the letter I. What have you got for us? 81400 with the word Essex in front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. You can call the studio, you can tweet, you can Facebook, you can Insta, however you want to get in touch with us. We're looking for groups beginning with I that you think are worthy enough to be entered into the A to Z of music. Get your entries in now. It's Radio Essex, Mae Stevens, and If We Ever Broke Up, 5:35. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Wednesday. Beautiful sunshine. More of that tomorrow as well. As we mentioned, 20 degrees tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Up. We talked about Doja Cat earlier and the fact that she basically answered her interview questions at the Met Gala as a cat. Let's have just a little recap
of
that.
Okay, so tell me all about this. Wow.
And the interview just went on like that. I don't know how the interviewer didn't get bored and go, I'm going to move on.
Yeah, I'm going to move on because you're not answering my questions. Yeah.
But we did think it'd be fun if you ended the show tonight in the style of a cat. So Wednesday completed, mate, would be...
meow, 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 meow.
And that's happening just before six tonight. I know. You're welcome. Right, two artists beginning with the letter I on the A to Z of music. Imagine Dragons.
Yes, please.
It's a good shout. And it came from quite a few people. Thank you very much. If you want Imagine Dragons and Thunder to end the show, put the word Imagine in your message box, send it over to us, and you can grab us on the app as well. Or you might want it here in excess.
You might do.
A new sensation could be played on the radio before 6 tonight. If you want to hear this, put In Excess in your message box. Or Linda would put Sexy Michael Hutchins, right. Wouldn't you, Linda?
In Excess, Sexy Michael Hutchins.
Yeah. In Excess, new sensation. If you want to hear this, put the word In Excess in your message box. Winning tune plays before 6 tonight. It's Radio Essex, BTS and Dynamite. It's Chris and Scott. Whoa. Big drive home for Wednesday. Joe Kinch coming up with the bigger drive home.
Yes.
I mean, it's bigger.
The biggest.
It's huge. Joe Kinch coming up with all the usual. We haven't got long to talk to you, I'm afraid, Joe. It just feels bad because you've been standing there for 7 minutes.
Dancing to BTS, yeah.
Well, I love that song. And they said, well, you can either play BTS or talk to Joe for 3 minutes. And I went, it's Dynamite, though. I can't not play it.
Very good. It's not butter, though, is it?
I can't believe it's not butter.
we are so good.
Rinsing the same gag since 2020. It's the big drive home. Yeah, Joe's coming up. We have, and just so you don't get confused, we've been asking people to end the show with as a cat. Because we were talking about Doja Cat.
Doja Cat done an interview.
Whole interview.
As a cat.
I was shown
cat.
This at 4 a.m. last night. Yeah, and I was up at 4 a.m. But
we know why you're up at 4 a.m, but let's not broadcast
it. I saw an Instagram video and I honestly, I thought I was dreaming.
Yeah.
Because it was 4 a.m, I thought I was dreaming.
People in Essex have sent in their end of the shows his mark. So, although it was him purring at the end. Here he is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Wednesday completed, mate. Purring. So, you know, people have been doing that. We're ending with Marie, who's going to end the show in just a second. Hot 7 of 7 and all the usual stuff coming up.
Is that
up
the
with
weirdest
you.
One we've done? Is it, do you think?
Doing the end of the show as a cat?
Yeah.
I think it's up there.
You got a dog one yet?
No, but that's next week.
That's tomorrow.
When we'll have a story about Snoop Dogg and then we'll end with that. Yeah. And I think that's all the animals we've got. Is there a pig? No. Cow. Giraffe. Trying to think of surnames as animals, but I can't think of any others. Snoop Dogg, Cat Burns, Doja Cat. I can't think of any. Can you think of
I can. Someone's called Tiger something.
Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiger.
There you go.
How do you do a noise with a tiger?
We'd do that. Probably do the same meow one, actually. We'll just rinse that again.
Just louder.
Yeah. Okay, coming up is Joe Kinch. He's on the evening show. 6 o'clock, normal, you know, everyday stuff, travel, all the bits to get you home. 7 o'clock is the Hot 7 of 7. These are 7 songs at 7 that are hot.
The biggest songs.
Biggest songs that are hot. Hottest songs. Yeah. And then 8 o'clock, it's again the same 6 o'clock hour again, but without travel. And then at 9...
We don't talk about
9 o'clock. Joe Kinch is on the way. Essex chilled from 10 with Lauren and ending the show tonight. The Battle of the Eyes. It was Imagine Dragons versus In Excess. Joe Kinch, who won that battle, do you think?
Who do I think?
In Excess or the Imagine Dragons?
Had to be In Excess.
I would imagine it would be In Excess.
Yeah.
Dragons, we can do that one.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow for free.
It's Mary. Yum, 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 yum.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.